Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom of the Amud, we're going to take a look at the analysis of the Mishnah relating to Tfilat Mincha and Ha'erev. Amar Ochito of Yitzchak. Hatam Amar of Kana, Alachak of Yehuda, Hoyal Tan Virchito Kavate. In the previous Sugiyah, we heard Rav Kahana's ruling that we rule like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbanan and limit Zman Tfilat Shacharit to Arba Shaot, because his position is substantiated by that which is taught in Bechirta, meaning in Eduyot. Hachamai, what's the ruling here in the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan about Zman Mincha? Ishtik Le V'lo Mai Le V'lo Midi. Rabbi Yitzchak had no answer. Rabchista Nech Zeyanan. So he said, well, let's investigate ourselves. Midirav, Matzli Shal Shabbat, Be'er Shabbat, Mivod Yom. Rav used to say Tfilat Arvit of Shabbat during the day. Shema Minah, look at Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously follow Rabbi Yehuda that the day ends at Plag HaMincha, and after that you could say Arvit. Adam, Rav Huna, V'Ravon, and all Matzluat Orta, because Rav Huna, who was Rav's student and the other students, would not pray until dark. Shema Minah, Ein Alach Rabbi Yehuda. And so the answer is Hashvelit Mar Yochata Lokamar V'Lokamar, which means we don't have an explicit ruling, nor an obvious practice that supports only one side. The halacha is da'avad kamar avad u da'avad kamar avad. If you do it this way, you're okay. You do it that way, you're okay. The poskim generally agree that you have to be careful not to create an inherent contradiction by saying tefillat mincha after plag mincha and arvit in the same time period before sunset. And the question is whether it is, you got to pick one position and stick with it your whole life, or at least on one particular day, you can't create that, which becomes a problem in some of the minyanim that begin Shabbat early in the summer, if they aren't careful to say mincha before plag. Rav equal of a Geneva. He came to Geneva's house. Vitzali shal Shabbat v'er Shabbat. He said tefillat Shabbat on Friday afternoon. Matzli Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba l'achorei de Rav. So Rabbi Abba, who was a student of Rav, was davening in back of him. Siyam Rav Lopaske the Tzuta Rabbi Yirmiya. Rav finished his tefillah, but he didn't interrupt Rabbi Yirmiya's by walking back and in front of him. Shmamin Evklat, we learned three things from this. Shmamin Am Paladam Shabbat Erev Shabbat. First of all, you could say tefillat Shabbat on Erev Shabbat. Shmamin Am Palel Tamid Achor Rabbo, that a student's allowed to daven in back of his teacher. Shmamin Asur Lavor, can I Palim, that you're not allowed to walk in front of people when they're saying the tefillah. Besides Rabbi Shimon Levi, it supports Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi, Asur La'avor, Kenegim Mipalim, you're not allowed to walk in front of the Mipalim. Eini Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi, Chalfi, they would do so. Rabbi Yasi, Chutzar Bamotu, the Chalfi. They would make sure to stay Arbamotu away from any Mipalel. Rabbi Yirmiya, Echa Abidachi, let's go back to the story. How could Rabbi Yirmiya pray in back of Rav? Rabbi Rav, Le'olam Al Yipalel Adam, O Kenegim Rabbo, facing your Rebbe, Velochare Rabbo, or in back of your Rebbe. Betanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Palach Rabbo, and attend Shalom Rabbo, Machzir Shalom Rabbo. Anybody who treats his Rebbe kind of like a chaver, he prays in back of him, he greets him in a casual way, he returns the greeting in a casual way. Macholoka Yeshivatosh Rabbo, he disagrees with his Rebbe's position. Merdo Shaloshamay P. Rabbo, this is Rabbi Eliezer Lashitato, who never said anything he hadn't heard from his Rebbe. Goreng Lashchinash, he's still like Israel, causes the Shechina to leave. The answer is Shani Rabbi Yirmiya Baba, Talmid Chaver Haver. Rabbi Yirmiya Baba was not a pure student, he was a collegial student, a Talmid Chaver, and therefore was not really disrespectful for Nadavin in back of Rav. Hanukamar Le Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Le Rav. We have Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba saying to Rav, Mi Badlat, meaning after you daven Friday afternoon and already say Tfilat Shabbat, are you avoiding Malacha? But he said, are you avoiding Malacha? Marlev in Badilna. And Rav said, yes, I am. Vlomar mi Badilmar. He didn't say, is the master avoiding it? Meaning, he spoke to Rav in the second person. So it wasn't such a student-teacher relationship. It was more collegial. Okay, umi Badil. But since when did Rav avoid doing Malacha? Let's get to the core of that question. Since when did Rav avoid doing Malacha? After davening Mariv, Amar Rabbi Avin, Pamachat Nipalo Rabbi Shal Shabbat Ver Shabbat, we saw Rabbi say Tfilat Shabbat on Friday afternoon. V'nechaz l'merchatz, he then went into the bathhouse. V'yatzav v'shamal on Pirkin, and he came out and he taught us some Torah. V'adayin lo chashchat, still wasn't dark. Amar Rav Ahud Nechaz Lazia, Rabbi had just gone in not to bathe in there, but rather just to schwitz, to sweat. The Kodem Zeravet, it was before the Zerah that we'll read about in the third parak of Shabbat, of not going in on Shabbat to a bathhouse to sweat. Einiv Abaye Sharle Rav Dimi Bar Levi Lechvurie Sali. Abaye allowed Rav Dimi Bar Levi to do out and out Malacha when he had said Tefillah earlier. He took some baskets and smoke them up, which means a full Malacha. Which sounds like, after you've davened Arivit, if it's still Friday afternoon, it's not Shabbat. The answer is, Ahu ta'ut ahave. That was a ta'ut, meaning they davened early, not because they intended to start Shabbat early, it got cloudy and they thought it was nighttime. Ta'ut to miadra, since when does that make a difference? Ravidan pamachan kashru shamayim bavim. One day it got very, very dark. Kisrim alumar chashcha ahave, where they thought it was night. And they said, Arvit of Motzei Shabbat, even though it was Shabbat. And the clouds then dissipated and the sun came out. And Rebbe said, look, you already davened. You already davened, meaning you don't have to go back and daven again. So the answer is, Shani Tzibur Loma Tachilin Lahu. That's different because we do not force the Tzibur to go back and daven again because it's a big inconvenience for them. But still, if an individual has said Tefillah and it turned out that it really was way too early, we do tell him to go back and daven again, and indeed, if it was Friday afternoon, he could still do malacha. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbat Erev Shabbat. We've already seen this. Rav said Tefillat Shabbat on Erev Shabbat. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzei Shabbat B'Shabbat. Rabbi Yoshia, we used to say Tefillat Arvit of Motzei Shabbat while it was still Shabbat. Now, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbat Erev Shabbat, Omer Kudush Alakos or Omer Kudush Alakos. Does he still say Kiddush? If he's already said Tefillat. To us, this is very obvious. Toshma, Dem Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Pelah Dam Shal Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, from Ha'kudush Shal HaKos. The answer is yes. V'yachatak HaVaterim, that's how we rule. Now, Rav Shia Matzli Shal Motzei Shabbat B'Shabbat, Omer Havdalah HaKos, when Omer Havdalah HaKos. You should see, he say Havdalah. In other words, their notion was that in both cases, you would be saying the thing on the coast before the Tefillah. But if you already said the Tefillah, is there any reason to say it? Toshma, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Pelah Dam Shal Motzei Shabbat B'Shabbat, from Havdalah HaKos. Same thing as Rav. Mizera Amr Biyase Rabalazar Amr Rabalazar Amchanina Amarav, Bitsara Mudzeit Pavel Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Shal Shabbat Be'er Shabbat. And this pillar, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, was a Chav of Rebbe, said Tefillat Shabbat, it was Friday afternoon. That was the report in the name of Rav. Ki Ata Ula, when Ula came, Amar Bitsat Marahavi Ula Tzaramud. Well, first of all, it wasn't a pillar, it was a tree. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Yaveh Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi was a brother of his, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. V'lo Shabbat Erev Shabbat Haveh Elazar Shmuel Tzei Shabbat Shabbat Haveh. The critical difference, of course, is not exactly the location and not even the person, but more critical is what he davened. He said Tefillat Motzei Shabbat B'Shabbat. Okay, now next in the Mishnah we said Tefillat Erev in La Keva. My in La Keva. What does that mean? Ilei Medibay Matzli Kula Leilia. If it just means as we interpret it that you could say Tefillat Arvit all night. So then let it say that directly. Litni tefillat ha'erev kol ha'layla. Elamayin lakeva, what does it mean? Kamandamar tefillat arvit reshut. It supports the position that arvit is a voluntary tefillah. Hermudamar shmuel tefillat arvit, amagamli elamer chovar, vishu amer reshut. Now we already saw Breita back on Daf Dalid that indicated support of Gamliel's position. But here we seem to be supporting Rav Yeshua's position, our Mishnah, that's reshut. Rabbi Alacha Gedivre Omer Chova, Rav Omer Halacha Gedivre Omer Reshut. So we have Machlok at Abaye Rava. Abaye sides with Gamliel, Rava sides with Rav Yeshua, which of course means Halacha Kirabi Yeshua, because when Abaye and Rava disagree, the Halacha follows Rav in all but six famous cases. And now we have a fascinating story that is related very directly to the dispute about Tefillat Arvit. Tanu Rabbanan. A student, whose name we will only discover at the end, came to Rabbi Yeshua. Amarlo, and this student was quite young at the time, Amarlo tefillat arvit reshut o chova. So what's the story about Arvit? Amarlo reshut. Okay, Bali fair Megamliel, then he came to Rabbi Gamliel. Amarlo tefillat arvit reshut o chova, Amarlo chova. So we already know those positions. Amarlo valo reshua omerli reshut, Rabbi Yeshua told me it's reshut. And this cuts into the whole issue of Megamliel and his power over the Beit Din. Wait until the men of armor, you know, the great teachers, come in Levet HaMidrash. The same person stood up and asked, What's the answer? Amar Megamliel. Amar Megamliel said Chovat. And then Amar Megamliel Chami turned to all the students and said, Klumi Yeshadam Shcholek B'Devar Zeh. Is there anybody who disagrees? Amar Yeshua Lav. Yeshua, as the spokesman of the Beit Din, said, nobody disagrees. Amar Veloshim Cha Yamru Lu Yeshut. But in your name, they said that you say it's Reshut. Amar Le Yehoshua Amor HaRaglacha. So Rabbi Gamliel stripped him of his honor and called him Yehoshua. And he said, stand on your feet and we will testify against you. And then he said, if I were alive and this witness were dead, I could deny what he says. We're both alive. I can't deny what he says. So it's very clear. So what happened? Gamliel continued to sit and teach. Rabbi Yeshua, who was very popular with the students, was standing up in shame. They told the chutzpit, who was the loudspeaker from Gamliel, to stop. V'amad. He got up, and that was the end of the session. So the people ended the session. Amri, and they got together and said, Ad kamen etzar Rav Nezel, how long are we going to let Rabbi Gamliel bother Rabbi Yeshua? Barosh Hashana Yishtakad Sa'are, that's the very famous case in Masachet Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua had the disagreement about Kiddush HaChodesh. Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, you have to show up with on the day that Yom Kippur and your Cheshbon and come to me with your money belt. V'chorot B'maisa Rabbi Tzadok Sa'are, and in Masachet Bechorot we have the story with Rabbi Tzadok that had a Bechor. Rabbi Gamliel said, and again they disagreed about whether what the status of this Bechor was. And again, when Gamliel harassed Rabbi Yeshua, Hachanami Tzare, and now a third time, Tovinavre, let's get rid of Gamliel. So Ma Nokimle, the next question was, who do we put in his place? Nokim Yeshua, should we put Rabbi Yeshua in? Ba Masahu. That's too chutzpedik. He's the player in here. He can't be the one appointed in his place. Nokim Rabbi Kiva, should we appoint Rabbi Kiva, who's the reigning scholar? Nope. Dilma Anishle. Maybe Gamliel, who comes from great Yichus, will cause him punishment. The lately Zchut Avot, Gamliel has no family protection. He doesn't have Zchut Avot. He's from a family of converts. They turned their eyes to the very young scholar of Elozman Azariah, who Chacham, he's wise, who Ashir, he's wealthy, who Asiri Ezra, and he has an ancestry that goes back to Ezra. Why it was important? Who Chacham di Makshlem Farikle? If anybody asks him a question, Gamliel challenges him, he has an answer. For who Ashir, he's wealthy. The Eitle, the Fluchel, the Kesar, Fuaz, and Palach. He also knows, like Rabbi Gamliel and his family, he knows how to go to the Kesar and to, he knows how to hobnob with the wealthy. He knows how to do that. Asiri the Ezra, the Eitle, Schutavot. He has Schutavot. Flamatzi Anishleis. Rabbi Gamliel can't punish him. Atu Amrle, Nechale, the Mard, the Abraish, the Tiftus. They came to Rabbi Lozum and Azariah and said to, would you like to be Rosh Hashiva? He says, I'll go ask my wife if what she thinks. He went and asked her. Amrale, she said to him, Dilma ma'abrin lach, maybe they'll fire you too. Amrale, l'shtamish inish yom achad b'kasa demokra, isn't it worth it to spend even one day using a beautiful cup, glass, machal itpar, even if it breaks the next day, one day being head of the Sanhedrin is a great thing. Amrale, leit lachivarta, she says, you have no white hair. So, very famous story. According to this Gersa, he was 18 at the time. This very Gersaot. And so a miracle happened. He had 18 rows of white hair grow into his hair or his beard. That's why, famously, in the Mishnah that we saw back at the end of the first parak, and we know from Haggadah, I feel like a man of 70. Not really 70, but like 70. Okay, Tana, Oto Hayom Silkul is Shomer HaPetach. They had a bouncer who wouldn't let everybody into the Beit Midrash. When Rav Elazar ben Azariah became out of the Sanhedrin, he got rid of him. And he let everybody in. From Gamliel Machriz, V'yomer, Gamliel had a policy, which was called to Mishain Tochok Kivaro. If he's not sincere, and his inside is not like his outside, Lo Yikaneis Beit Midrash, we can't let him in. Hu Yomi Tvasfu Kamasaf Sali, they had to add a bunch of new benches. V'yochanan pligi bi Abba Yosef ben Dustai v'Rabbanan. It's a dispute about how many. Chanam haritos v'yosef. Abba me'asaf sali, 400. Chanam ha'shva me'asaf sali, or 700. It's a lot of benches. Havikachal shadata v'gamliel. Gamliel got upset. Amar dil machal shulman anti Torah mi'Yisrael. Maybe I kept people from studying Torah. Achzulei b'chel me'chatz v'chivir d'malin kitma. So in his dream, he was shown barrels that were filled with ash, as if to say, all these guys that are coming in, they're really worth nothing. So you shouldn't feel bad. Falohi, that's not the reality. They showed it to him to make him feel better. The reality was that he really had withheld Torah. Okay, Tana, we have several traditions about that great day. Eduyot bo bayom nishneit. We talked about Bechirta and the importance of Masachet Eduyot. It was taught on that day. Cholechad amin bo bayom, the whole series in Sota that talks about bo bayom, and other places say bo bayom on that very day. Hu yom ahave. It was like the biggest day in Mishnah history. That was that day. Every halacha that was in doubt, that was hanging, got settled. Even Rabbi Gamliel came to the Beit HaMidrash. Afilu Shachad, he didn't stay away for 1 hour. None. We have a Mishnah, Bobayom, Bayuda, Gel Amunin, Lifneihem, Beit HaMidrash. But on that day, that's that day, Yehuda, who was a gear from Amun, came to the Beit HaMidrash. Can I marry a Jewish girl? Rabbi Gamliel, Asor Tal Vokal, you're not allowed to. Rishua Mutar Tal Vokal, Rishua, who now could disagree, said, you are allowed to. Rabbi Gamliel quoted scripture. The Torah says an Amoni is not allowed to marry. Do you think they're in their place? Do you think this guy's really an Amoni? Sancheriv in the 8th century BCE, when he came through the Middle East, he did so much population transfer and enslavement that everybody's mixed up and everybody's a mutt and nobody knows who anybody's lineage is. Cholder Parsh, Ruber Parsh, then the Halacha of Rov indicates that this is somebody who is allowed to marry in. But God says, I'm going to return Bnei Amon, so maybe he's from the returnees, Kfar Shavu, and they're back. God promised the same thing to us. We're not yet back. They allowed him to come in. Okay, so now, Amar Gamliel. Now that I see the way things are, let me try to go make things up with Rabbi Yeshua. Came to his house. He saw the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house were black. Amar Gamliel was a wealthy man. Came to Beshua and Pekin up in the north, so I had blackened walls. I see that you are a smith of sorts. He has a fire in his house. Woe to a generation that you're its leader. You have no idea what Tavon Chacham have to go through. How they have to make a living and how they get fed. So Rabbi Gamliel says, look, I came to you. Please forgive me. Lo Ashkach, but Beshua wouldn't listen. Gamliel said, do it for my father's house, the head of the Sanhedrin. So, P.S. So then he accepted it. So they said, who's going to tell the students that we've made up? So some fellow said, Ana Zilna, I'll go. His message was, the one who normally wears the garment should wear them. The one who normally wears the uniform. So you got to turn to the guy who doesn't wear the uniform and say, I'll wear it? Meaning, you should send somebody who is knowledgeable. Let me go so that the servants of Gamliel don't come and pester us. So Beshua said, better that I should come, and I should go and tell them. Ata tarfa bava, amar lehu mazav and mazayazah. So he came and said, the one who sprinkles, who's the son of one who sprinkles, meaning a Kohen, should do it. And the one who doesn't do it, should say to somebody who is and has in his family, your water's puzzle and your afer's puzzle. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel, you're the man from birth, amar kiva. Rishua and Payasta, are you satisfied now? We did it for your honor. So we will go to Gamliel. So what kind of settlement can we have? Nabre, can we throw Rav Azari out? You can't take somebody down from Kedusha. Should we give them each like an equal position? It's going to lead to jealousy. Rav Osman Azariah Chada Shabta. So Lord Rabbi Gamliel, I'll teach three out of the four Shabbatot, and Rav Osman Azariah one. V'hainu da'amar mar, that's why the famous saying, when Meshua asked his students in Chagiga, Daf Gimel, Shabbat Shalmi Aita. Meaning Rav Osman Azariah Aita, that was their answer. Shabbat Shalmi, meaning who was the rabbi this Shabbos? V'otot Talmidim, by the way, that student who started this whole controversy was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Havei. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with analysis of the Zman of Tfilat Musafin in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.